Welcome to the Nags and Brags podcast. Brand new episode 21.
Do you know what we should have done if we were smart? I'm rushing, by the way. You guys have forgotten. Do you know what we should have done? We should have done, I've seen people in their podcast do like seasons.
No, don't try and backtrack because we didn't point out a season. It's not like that was a season.
Guys, it's a new season of Nags and Brags.
Oh, but wait though, because it's 21, so it kind of feels like we had 20, we were on a break.
Exactly. This is like going back to school.
Yeah.
I like going back to school. I'm not at school.
The thing is, do you know what? I opened up to my producer at work and I said, I've not been doing the podcast and I don't know why. And he said, sometimes, Cass, when you don't have like a massive incentive, and that's not to say you listening, I think what he meant was money. And no, but he said, it can be tough because if you've got your life on the go on the other side of that and you're doing it for enjoyment purposes, which is what we're doing, he said, that can be hard. So it's just like, you've got a hobby. Yeah, you. You've got a hobby and you go, oh, I don't really, can't be bothered with that just now. That's kind of what this is like. So it's hard.
Do you know what as well? It is hard. Also, can we put the lights off in here? Is the light at the door?
There it is.
That's lovely. It looks like a sex dungeon in here now.
Let's get it on.
This is very horny lighting in here.
I know you can't see it, but it's basically because the shadows go red when the mics are on.
I don't know what I think it is as well. Let's give us some credit. Because we did a previous podcast who will not be named for legal reasons. I love creating like this is a big thing about them when there's actually not. But because all of the podcasts and stuff that we've done have always been in lockdown, this is the first time that we had a summer. We've been on holiday.
Yeah.
Together.
Right. Oh my God.
We've got so much to tell you. We've actually really missed you. And here's the thing. We're sorry for ditching you for so long.
Yeah. Let's get the apology.
Yeah. Here we are. We're really sorry. We didn't mean. But you know what it was? It kept being like we were. Because we should have just taken a break and said we were on a summer holiday and now school's back. I like this time of year because it always gives me new beginning vibes. But we should have taken a break, but we didn't. But we did. We just took a break and didn't tell you.
It's almost like as well when you've got a friend that you've not seen for ages and you just pick up from where you left off, but you will always give them a little bit of more leeway if they want to walk away from you. And if you have done that, I get it.
Come back.
I understand. I want you to come back, but I can't beg you either. But please, please.
It's not you, it's
we
me.
We won't do it again. No, we're going to try and be consistent, okay?
I think it's hard. It's hard as well, and it's hard in the summertime because we kept being like, oh, we'll do it, and then something would come up, and then something else would come up, and something else would come up. And before you know it, I've grown a beard and turned 60.
Anyway, to launch things and to kick things off before we even get to the Nags and Brags, I'm going to tell this story from my perspective because this is how it went in
Cassie
my head.
Cassie followed me on holiday, guys.
No,
this is what happened.
No.
And we hard launched it.
Right, no.
We hard launched our holiday to Mallorca.
Did I just say that I was going to tell this story?
I'm just getting the record straight.
So you'll remember back in the last podcast, I think it was the last podcast, Roisin said she was going to Mallorca and she kind of like revealed it live to me. And I said, wait a minute, my mum and dad live there. That's so weird. And I said, where are you going? And she said the area in which they live. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But that was where it ended, right? So when we walked away from the podcast, Roisin and I didn't speak for weeks, like up until basically your holiday. Unbeknown to me, which is mental, I've been going through a hard time, and I'd booked to go to Mallorca with two of my friends, and we booked a Thursday flight, and I'd messaged Roisin before
Sunday
I left.
Sunday flight.
Oh, sorry. No, it's come back on a Thursday, Sunday flight. And I'd messaged Roisin, and I said, Roisin...
I messaged you, and I said...
Let's do the podcast when I get back.
I said, Cassie, I can't do the podcast. She shouldn't ask me to. That's not the point. I said, just in case you were going to ask me, I can't do it. And she said, oh, why? And I said, going to Mallorca with the girls. I also love seeing Mallorca. And people love correcting me. I'm like, I know it's wrong. But anyway, I'm going to Mallorca with the girls. And Cassie said, oh, no way. Oh, how? So am I. And I said, oh, when are you going? She said, Sunday. I said, you're flying from Prestwick? She said, yes. And then we went and halted together.
Yeah, but no, but how crazy is that?
It's a bit too crazy.
But do you know what it makes? No, but it's a great story, but it also makes me realise that we should be talking more. Like, I didn't know. Like, when you said, oh, I'm going Sunday, and I was like, because I'm going, no way. No way.
This is funnier because then you just didn't even reply. I was like, see you in the airport.
Because I thought, oh, it's kind of, no, obviously when you do that thing, you go, I'm going to see it anyway. So, and then I got there and we did, we met a check-in because we went, oh, you had drama with your case. And
guys,
I met Roisin in a state that you would, like, you would go, that's
would not
even surprising.
Exactly.
Nah. So I joined the queue. And then Roisin was behind me in the queue, but she was once in front of me in the queue. And the reason that she was back behind me, she was on her second lap because she'd been told that she had to basically take stuff out of the case that they were trying to check in.
I was terrible. And do you know what happened? I was on my second lap of the queue when Cassie met me. I was wearing a lovely pair of kids' sunglasses that I got from WH Smith.
That was my next bit. Like, that's so you.
I wore on the plane and then I didn't wear them ever again. And now they're at the bottom of my bag in my flat. No, do you know what it was? Me and, shout out to Lucy, best friend Lucy, we shared a case. Now, I think this case, we don't have any scales, right? Because I'm a body positivity flat. I don't need any scales, apart from when it comes to going on holiday. Then I did need scales. And Lucy bought this case, right? Did you see the case?
I didn't see the original case. No, did I see the original case? It was not like a big plastic thing.
Oh, yeah, but it was solid.
Yes.
Like, you could have went to war in that case. You'd have came back unscathed. It was very robust. And anyway, it was also probably weighed about 5 kilograms. We had a 20 kilogram bag allowance. Me and Lucy shared it, and we packed it in my flat. Do you know what the thing is? We didn't even overpack. We didn't arrive with loads of stuff. Well, in my opinion, and we were weighing it before we went. We were weighing it with our hands, and I am probably dyslexic. So I mean, what could go wrong? And then we were both weighing it, and I was saying to Lucy, I was like, do you know what? 20 kilograms is not as light as it used to be. She was like, I was just thinking that I've not been to the gym in ages. Feels so much heavier than 20 kilograms. To which we were both like, oh, obviously all our arm muscle has just depleted. Get to the checkout. Fucking 32. 32! I had a heart attack.
What was in it?
See, this is the thing.
Another one of your pals.
I have no fucking idea what was in it. I have no idea what was in it. See, when we unpacked it, we didn't even bring that much stuff.
Cocaine, was it cocaine? The Brew too.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the fucking... the cocaine or the Valium. No, I don't know what it was. But we didn't even pack that much stuff, which was even more annoying. And I said to the guy, I said, okay, what? Tap my card on the desk. I said, what's the damage? We'll pay it. Because I had read a rumour, I think on the Ryanair website, that it, I mean, British Airways, that if you had an overweight bag, you just paid £60. So I was like, what's £60 to the start of the holiday? It's 120.
Oh, God.
120. The guy was like, you're not going to like this. So anyway, he said, your cheaper alternative is to buy a bag. So I went to, do you know what? See, when everybody slags off the shops at airports that sell suitcases because you're like, oh, what?
It's like that sketch.
Yeah, are you going to come carrying all
Stephen
your luggage?
Stephen Buchanan's sketch, yes.
Yeah. And do you know what? Thank God. Because it's poor bastards like me that are buying the extra bags. So I had to buy a granny wheeler, guys. Granny wheeler. And check that in. And then, this is boring, but I have to tell you, I checked it in on the way back and the girl said, why have you checked in 2 bags? You've already got one. So I'd paid an extra fucking 70 quid on the way back for nothing. I know, it's actually torturous. So anyway, so I met Cassie on my second lap of the queue.
And then
it was like a horse in the Grand National.
Met again in the overpriced kitchen, and which I... was death. I mean, if you work in the Prestwick Airport kitchen, I don't want to knock it, but I really want health and hygiene to get in there because I just don't know about
really?
It.
I
yeah,
thought it was quite clean.
I had visions of flies. I don't know. The avocado and eggs. Do you know what? I think
Did
it's because it was like
eggs, I toast and jam.
It was
and
like
a pint.
It was like 12 quid. I know this is the difference between Roisin and I, right? Roisin and our pals were drinking like Scrumpy Jacks or whatever, ciders and all that before they were leaving, and me and my two friends were coffees. Avocado and eggs. That's the age difference for you guys.
I had a brilliant breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast of champions. I was like that, bit of toast and jam and a pint. I was like a farmer, I could do that every day.
But then you went away and you were doing your own thing with your pals, and then it got to maybe like day 3 and I thought, I cannot go this holiday and go back in a podcast and have not met Roisin on my trip away. But also I knew I was in,
I knew I was in for
a great time, and I did.
Backtrack.
Did we have a fabulous night out?
I had a great time.
There you go. That, my friends, was the end of the story. No, you would want some scandal to happen on that night, but really...
We met for a night of passion, but I tell you what we did after it. We all got naked and went to the sea. You missed a treat there. and I lost my pants. They're sold out to sea. So if you are in the Blair account and you see a Victoria's Secret, it was my Vicky Seeks as well.
Really?
My wee blue thong. It looks like a bit
of... What a story to tell the grandweens.
It looks like a bit of a... if you saw it, you'd be like, it's probably some fucking poor fish. Swimming about, people are like, this is what happens when people fish in the Balearic, because it looks like a bit of fishing net. I'm like, no guys, that's actually my thong that I've been wearing for about 10 years.
No, sure. Soon you're going to see one of those ads, you know, when they say like you leave things lying about and it goes around the neck of a fish.
This is what happens to a baby turtle when you fish in open water. I'm like, that guy, sorry, that's my pants. You'd be able, honestly, right, see if you were a fish and you got my thong trapped around your neck, you could chew through it in about 20 minutes. It's been up my bum crack since I was about 16. The acid erosion. Oh. The acid erosion from my crotch, you'd be out in fucking minutes. Do you ever notice,
whilst we're here, pants go... Do you ever get bleachy bits in your pants?
That's normal. That's healthy.
What is that?
I actually don't... Well, not really. I don't really get it.
I get it. Well, you have
but
to bend
that,
them.
But that well, is, that is to, normal. That is what is called discharge.
No, but it bleaches pants.
I think that's normal. I think that's normal for you, your vagina to do that.
I thought it was, no, I'm not talking about my vagina. I'm talking about what happens to pants after time. Like black pants go lighter. Like,
yeah,
not,
that's
I know
discharge.
What discharge is.
Well, I don't think you do because you're asking me. That's what the discharge in your vagina does.
Oh, it does to the pants?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Because
it's
acidic.
Got bleaching properties in it.
Yeah, get that in your hair.
Wow.
You're doing your own highlights soon.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I now this rings a bell. Was there not a TikTok and a video that went viral about this? This girl was like, oh, people
yeah,
were...
Yeah. I thought you meant...
That's like stoners of it to the world. The bleach that goes into the pants is coming from your discharge.
But I thought you were saying it's not coming from your vagina. And I was like, if your arse crack is bleaching your pants, you've got an issue. Unless you bleach your bum hole.
It's not as far back as that.
Well,
I actually just thought it was from the threads of the pants after time.
I'm going to be honest. My pants are everywhere. Sometimes they're MR, sometimes they're right the front. They could be anywhere.
Okay.
So if you find my pants, the Balearics, don't touch them.
Yes.
Don't touch them for your own safety.
So, if you don't know what this podcast is about, it's called the Nags and Brags podcast, where we discuss nags and we discuss brags. And we mostly discuss nags, which is Roisin and I. If we've got a guest, brags, because they've always got stuff to brag about. I am going to start with my big nag of the week is non-discreet family members.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've all got them.
Yep. And this comes from me going to my auntie's party, but she's not really my mum's best pal, one of those ones. And I got to the door and Roisin's looking at me in anticipation. She's like, what am I going to say? I can't, like, I still feel like I'm not ready to talk. I had some news a while ago that has maybe not been addressed. In fact, hence I've not addressed it here either. So I've not addressed it with a lot of people. And she came to me and she went, listen then. She went, Cassie, lovely to see you here, but I've not told anybody. I went, what do you mean? She's like, I've not told her. I went, what? Keep your voice down. What are you talking about? Because it was ages ago, but also I forget that we've not spoken. But I just feel like it makes it dead awkward. Like, even any situation, like, I feel like family members just make things worse. Like, you could just get on with life as normal, but instead they have to be like, come over here and take you into a corner. Listen, like, I just didn't know what to say. And then she asked me questions that I said to her, I don't know, I'm not involved. And I'm like, right, so she got really, really, like, antsy about it and a bit upset. And I said, it's fine. Anyway, said point was addressed with other people. Somebody came up and asked me outright a few questions. But now I'm getting to that point where I just love making people feel awkward, you know, so I just reply, like, just blunt. I'm like, nope.
That's the best way to be.
Yeah. So
I'm sitting down Cassie nervously because I don't know what she's...
No, I know, you don't know what I'm going to say. I know. But the thing is, I know, but I'm an open book, but I'm just not that open right now.
It's not open book, but the door's closed.
No, I'm just back from that girl's holiday that was meant to mend me, but I met you and it didn't mend me.
That's so hurtful.
No, I'm joking. Anyway, so like, yeah.
That's a busy swimming naked in the sea.
That was quite short.
That would have mended you. A naked swim by the light of the moon would get your femininity up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never felt more female.
No. Yeah.
Never looked more male.
Well, if you'd shaved, it would have shone right off. So yeah, like I just feel like family members, and not even just that as an example, like just
people that go in with, I know what you mean, like there's something that I really fear but admire about people that head right in with a really bold question,
uh-huh,
straight in the eye. Yeah. It makes me very nervous as well, because I just feel like I would not do that.
No.
I'm trying to think, I feel like somebody did that to me recently. There's nothing worse though if somebody's like, oh, how's such and such? You're like, oh.
Do you know what I was thinking? Like, just sprinkle a bit, yeah, but I'm like, just sprinkle a bit of humour on it, because it'll make it feel like, make you feel better. And I don't know if everyone's like that, but I certainly like to heal things with a bit of a laugh. So I feel like it just gets awkward.
Yeah, or do you know what else I find?
Like, can I use this as an example? Because I feel like we're not going to... Roshi and I spoke about 5 minutes ago, and I had to reveal to her that my granddad's partner passed. Roshan obviously was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but I also planted it on her during this podcast in which she just didn't know what to say, because exactly, so I know that she's nervously laughing because she didn't know what to say. That happens though, it's just natural.
Do you know what else I think is one that I don't know if I don't like this, but when people straight up ask you about money.
Yes.
That, see, the thing is as well, like I would tell people, but I always, do you know what I don't like? Cryptic
people
things.
Ask me all the time what you earn.
What I earn?
Yep. I can't say anymore because,
so
you know, we can't say, but they ask me,
tell
what's
me
the question?
Oh,
everyone.
I'll mail them. Hi. Yeah, do you know what? That's funny. Because also half the world seem to think I'm unemployed. We've addressed this before in the podcast. I'm not unemployed. I've got about fucking actually 10 jobs. I just don't talk about them. But yeah, people that give you the whole... And like, people ask me about the podcast, well, I bet you two are doing all right. I'm like, we're actually not.
You could not be further from the
truth.
Oh my God.
We're actually hemorrhaging money, guys. We're taking out a loan to get through the podcast. I'm just kidding. But yeah, do you know what I mean? Those sort of, I actually, maybe it's not the straight upness, but like, I don't like when people do their joke, half joke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet you that. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Or people do it as well. I have just moved into a flat. It's not just moved in, moved in 2 months ago. That's one of my brags. People are like, oh, I bet you're doing all right to buy a flat. Who the fuck said it was bought? Who said it was bought?
Yeah.
See, just because I posted...
But that'll be because they'll look at the changes in your life and they'll go, oh, she's doing okay.
She's just bought a flat. Somebody said that to me. How did you just buy a flat? I said, when did I ever say I just bought a flat? I'm a renter. There. Yeah. Set the record fucking straight. I'm a renter. I think, see, if you want to find something out about somebody... Do it the old-fashioned way and fucking gossip. Find some sort of link and ask everybody you fucking know. You can't start going up to people, oh, yeah. See, just because I posted a picture of keys on Instagram doesn't mean I'm a homeowner.
No, that's
true.
It's
all fake. It's all fake.
It's all a facade for Insta.
Bought my first home. No, I fucking didn't. Can you imagine? Also, see, if I bought a home, you'd be hearing a lot more about it than that. I'd be doing a home tour. I'd be doing an OK Magazine shoot and my own brochure. Hi guys, welcome to my living room. But yeah, do you want me to give you my nag?
Yes.
No, wait, actually, I'll give you my brag first.
Well, you've just kind of covered one of your big brags.
I've got two more.
Oh, do you?
Humble queen.
Oh my God, I've got none.
They're quite small. I got my nose pierced.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. It's nice.
Thank you. That's moving on. It was actually, to tell you something, it was quite sore. Oh, the girl really? That did it was really nice. Yeah, she was really good, but it was a bit.
Can
bit
I? Touchy. Me having friendly advice.
What?
Oh no, you're looking at me.
Oh,
I love your nose piercing, I really do, and I think you sit it.
But take out.
No. I think the stud's quite big.
Do you know what? It's a moon, but it keeps going the other way. Joe was like, that's nice that you got a croissant. I was like, shut up.
Or a nail clipping.
Oh, a toenail. Do you know what it is? See as well.
No, it's not. No, the moon's not. No, it's just, it's quite, you've got a very petite nose.
My nose is quite small. It doesn't go flat to the nose. I was actually going to get a green gem, but then I thought it might look like a bogey. So I didn't. So I know. I'm going to change her to a hoop, but I need to wait.
Right.
Until she's healed.
Okay.
My nose piercing girls.
Not that I don't, like, I feel like, you know, but you can take that as just my friendly thing, because I think you really, really suit a nose
take
piercing.
It on the nose.
But you take, yes,
take it on
good.
The nose.
But you, I think you, I'm looking forward to the more delicate studs because I feel like you're going to rock that.
Thank you. I actually, do you know what? I appreciate that and I respect that. Thank you.
You're not your fucking region, are you?
I'm actually crying. She hates it. I put this there, in just
I've
for
just
her.
Said I don't like people that are non-discreet. I've told you.
Cassie's like, I hate. No. That, well, no, you said that in a very delicate way. No, do you know what? If you're an emo listening to this, like me, you will know that they take fucking.
Sorry, when did you? Were you now a self-proclaimed emo?
Yeah, this. So the.
Oh, knew you.
Also, my brag is that I turned 24. That's not really a brag, actually. Take that out. I turned 21. No, my nag. So my nag is now that I. So. Address to the haggis. Address to the podcast. All my friends have moved away.
Oh yeah, yeah. Did you mention this in the last?
Yeah.
Pod. I think it's happened.
Yeah, I've been on the ledge for quite a while, teetering, and now.
And now it's time to heal the wounds.
Yeah. If you've been on my Instagram recently, you will see that I am.
Orla's definitely gone because you went to town on that.
Oh yeah, milked that.
You went to town.
Milked her for every penny she's worth.
But she's so lovely, so I can see why. Yeah. Obviously, a favourite friend.
I know. I actually am. I'm actually that they've all died, but that's what it is.
Who was it? Somebody said to me,
"It's a social death."
Was it Leslie? So oh yes, we were at a beer festival on Saturday. My friend Leslie went like that to me, over the grass. Cassie, what? Where's Orla going? I went, Leslie, I couldn't tell you. I'm so bad. I'm such a bad pal. Right. And then 5 minutes later, Cassie, yes. She's going to Vietnam. Went, right. Thanks, Leslie.
That's so well, she is. And I would like to give a warm naggers and braggers good luck to Orla in Vietnam. No, well, do you know what? Everybody, I'm in a period of change in my life. Do you know what? You know that Taylor Swift song that's like, everybody moved on. I stayed there. That's me in my flat looking out the window. Oh. Honestly, everybody's moved on.
How do you know what?
Not everybody. Out of my holiday gals, two remain in Glasgow. That would think about.
This has given me like summer. This has given me like kind of the old summer camp when you all had to go your separate ways at the end.
I know, but my separate way was 2 minutes down the road. I know, it's very sad, it's very traumatic for me. So if anybody else is, all their friends have moved away, then hit me up. But I'm going to become a monk in my time of...
I thought you were going to say become a mum, and I went, no, not yet, you're too young.
I'm going to become a mum with all my cash. No, I'm going to become a monk, and I'm going to treat this time like I'm in prison, because that's what it is.
What, so...
So I'm going to try and get a six pack, and I'm going to try and read 50 books. Because I felt like when I was in lockdown. So see, before lockdown, before coronavirus, hark your mind back if you can. I used to always say that if I went to prison, right? I don't want to foreshadow this. Hopefully, I never go to prison. I don't want to go. But if I did, I used to say that would be brilliant for me, because I would come out in great shape and I'd be very well read. Lockdown happened. I thought, this is my time. I'm going to come out in great shape. I'm going to be really well read. I read half a book, I gained about 4 stone. So this is my lockdown 2.0.
Do you know what you need to do? Throw a therapist into the mix. Fixes everything.
A therapist?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. They'd be having a new conservatory with me. I'd be like, and another thing, and another thing. I'll just do this podcast. It's free therapy.
Okay.
I love when people say things. That's free therapy.
Wish it was enough for me.
But yeah, so now I walk the roads we used to walk.
Right.
Queen's Park, on my own. Mayor Podson.
Well, hold on a minute, Roisin. You've moved nearer. You're 2 minutes from me now. Yeah, we have got no excuse.
You can walk around Queen's Park with me.
You literally are 2 minutes from me. You have no friends.
Hey. Guys, you're going to get a podcast every second
I said
day.
It. No, I'm joking. We could meet up.
It's given very much the end of Friends. I never actually watched Friends, but I dipped in and out. But you know, the end of Friends, the end of any film with people growing up is sad. Growing up is hard. This is what I'm learning. But I tell you what, I learned how to make a panzanella salad, and it was bloody lovely.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, it was nice actually. Come to my flat and have one.
Well, I can tell you get, I will, but you can't. You say it's at the end of Friends, like that. I mean, obviously I'm older than you, it's fine. It gets better before it gets worse, I would say, for a good while, and then it gets worse.
Oh my God, don't tell me that. I'm on the
no,
end
but
of
you've
this.
Got years yet before.
I mean, I don't mean the end of friendships. I mean like the end of Friends, like with Jennifer Aniston.
Aye, when they all kind of move out and
all
that. Yeah,
when they all move out. It's sad. I can't cope with it. Honestly, I'm like a dog off my food. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I feel like I've been, I don't know what I feel like. I feel like I've been broken up with.
Yeah?
Yeah, it feels like a breakup.
Yeah, I get that.
It's, anyway, as you can see, guys, I'm in a great emotional place and I'm taking it really well. Taking it on the chins. But yeah, so... That's me.
Right.
A solo flyer. But I'm gonna be one of these people that takes himself out on a date. I actually don't like people say that. That's one of my nags.
Wait, you're saying this like you've not got Joe as well?
My mum said that too. My mum's like, where's Joe? I was like, he's in the house. It doesn't matter. But I need to be independent. Independent queen.
Independent.
You know I am.
No, but I would say if I was to describe you, I would say you've always been.
That's very nice, thank you.
You don't really strike me as a person that depends on a lot of people.
Well, thank God for that, because they all fucked off. They all fucking left. No, do you know what? I'm being dramatic. I still have a very select number of friends. Two of them are Cassie and her gran. So
thanks.
I'll keep ticking on.
You mean the gran that I've still got?
Yeah. Well, okay. Lower the tone.
I know.
No, I might relaunch my TikTok career. If you see me dancing out in Queen's Park, mind your own business, going through a hard time.
I can join you.
And I'm going to get into reading.
Listen, you're going on like you've got no one. Hello? Your friend over here.
I'll be right back. How about that? You'll wake up in the morning, I'll be like, morning, Karen! Are we having scrambled or poached eggs this morning, my love?
I'm like, I'm off to work and it's 5:30 in the morning.
Cassie's like, I actually start early. I'm going in. I'm like, but it's 3:30.
Oh.
Let's stay and cuddle. No, do you know what? Me and Joe, we've been watching a lot of Swedish crime dramas. I've actually just aged 40 years. I watch Swedish crime dramas and I read.
Can you believe that we have not been... I don't want to remind everyone about the length of time we've not been on the podcast, but not even enough to talk about Love Island when it was on.
I know. Do you know what? I fell away from it at the end. I loved Love Island because I like the commentating on it. But do you know what I would say about this year's Love Island for anybody that's still interested, which is nobody apart from me? I like a bit of mouthing off on the Instagram stories. But see, this year's Love Island, I thought I felt a bit uncomfortable talking about it because I thought loads of them were fucking nasty bastards. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It didn't have a good vibe.
Do you know what's weird? Like, I thought, like, I'm not saying I thought it was over. I knew it was still massive. But the part for me that I suppose, like, happened and I'm like, all right, quite shocked at was I thought to myself, they won't get as good deals and all that when they come out. Even the winners, like, they're not going to get it. And Ekin Sue is just going to end up smashing it, probably bigger than bloody Molly May at one point.
Did you see
the £1 million deal. No. Oh, Polly.
Did she get in a million? Who did?
Ekin Sue.
Did she?
Yes.
And £1 million deal with Oh, Polly?
Yes.
Oh, Polly. Oh, Pauline. I'd be Oh, Paul. I'd be wearing the satin shirt.
That's what I mean. Like, and then already they're getting her and Davide are going to have a documentary.
I saw the documentary. Do you know what? I thought Tasha, whoever her PR woman is, genius. She got eBay. First, second-hand ambassador. Nice.
I know, but what do you think it's worth?
It's worth the clout.
Okay.
Even if the clothes are shite, do you know what? You can't say that she's not done a bit for the environment.
Yeah, maybe it's a good way to go, actually. Do you know whose PR is not great? Did you and I discuss this? I don't know if we did.
Who?
Selling Sunset. Do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Chriselle, she gets pimped out for everything. She was on that show in the UK, the one where you'd sing karaoke. I thought Chriselle's one of the biggest stars of Selling Sunset. She's on that show.
They were always, I mean, to be fair, I was quite surprised that we spoke to Mary.
She does like the weirdest stuff. Like that you would go, her PR have no got her doing that.
I know. Maybe she gets paid well for it though.
No, some of the things, Roisin, I'm just like, what?
So I think they get paid. Do they get paid a lot of money for Selling Sunset?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I just think, like, out of all their PR, I just feel like she does mad things that I wouldn't put with her. Yeah. Like, I see Chriselle going on, like, an Ellen or something and doing an interview about, I don't know, like, her ex-husband or whatever and kind of, like, letting the mystery unfold. But whereas then you see her on that, what is it called? Is it the karaoke programme? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's on, like, After Hours.
After Hours karaoke programme? No,
yeah,
know.
And it's, like, celebrities go up against each other.
Is it the one that they do the lip sync? Is Maya Jama on it?
No, it's not as cool as that.
Does Maya Jama go on it?
No, they don't have it. I don't even think it's got a host. The guys from Magaluf Weekend are going on it and all that. That's the level that I'm talking about.
Funny. That's so random. I wonder why she was on that.
I know.
That is
so weird.
What is your brag? Give us a brag, darling.
What have I got to brag about?
You're going to be hanging out with me 365 days.
Yeah, that. And yeah, I've got a brag that's not work-related, but I can't really say much about it because it's a surprise for someone. Right, I'm going to try and word it so that I'd not get... I feel like, oh my God, this whole podcast you'll be thinking, Cassie, can you just spit it out? I'm surprising a friend, but it's what's involved is been quite a big... Like, it's a big thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Is it me? No, it's not you.
No, it's not a hot air balloon. So, but I organised it all today. So that is my main brag today.
Nice. Selfless queen.
But I can reveal all in about a month's time.
That's when we'll see you.
You will not be waiting in the edge of your seat, but you'll forget that I said that. And then I'll tell you what it is. And you'll go, oh, right, okay. So, yeah, but it's involving a friend. And I'm looking forward to it because I like surprising my friends.
What's the best surprise you've ever got?
That I've ever received?
Yeah.
The best surprise.
I don't know if I've ever really... I'm too controlling for a surprise. That's the thing about me is I am always...
And you
like,
want to know?
Oh, I love surprises, but I would like a surprise. See if I could surprise myself. Sometimes I do.
I mean, like, I was surprised once in a restaurant with a menu, but encrypted in the menu was a trip for New York for me, but it was like, it had...
That's a fucking great surprise.
Yeah, it had, like, the hotel, what we were doing, but it was all in the menu, so, like...
That's so thoughtful. That's a great surprise.
Yeah, I didn't see it, though, and... I had to point it out and spit it out, but I always do stuff like that. In fact, I've ruined a couple of surprises even recently because I have just missed it. Like, it's just went over my head.
So my problem is I'm a guesser or I'm a talker about it.
All right.
And then they're like, oh, do you know? I like a surprise, though. If anybody wants to surprise me only in a good way, though. Don't fucking... I don't like a... Whoa.
See, I'm good at keeping them.
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not.
Right.
Well, actually, that depends. It would depend who it was for. I would rather not be involved. I would rather not know.
Yeah.
And the pressure's too much. You don't want to be the person that ruins a surprise. Have you ever ruined a surprise for somebody else?
Yes, on here. It was a wedding gift for someone I was DJing, and I said... No, sorry, the guests were surprising... No, the couple were surprising their guests, and I went on and said... Oh, my God, I'm DJing for someone this weekend, and I think I must have named them. But anyway, they basically came at me and said, you just ruined that because we hadn't told anyone.
Oh, no.
I know.
What did you say? Sorry.
Well, I said, no one's going to care if I turn up anyway. Like, I'm not... Like, it's very, very nice that people would use me as a surprise, but I really don't...
You should have turned up with one of those Christmas bows on that you get from ASOS.
I know.
Surprise.
But I get that quite a lot with brides and grooms that book me for an hour set. They say, oh, thanks very much for accepting the booking, but I'm not telling my guests until you arrive. But then I'm also like, well, I'm probably not going to speak to anyone before then, but this one was on air.
Oh, God. Ah, see, that's my biggest fear.
I know.
That's why I don't do surprise DJ appearances.
Whilst we are here, because I feel like I've seen a lot on Twitter recently, just with, like, couples breaking up, Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, the kind of stuff.
Did you believe that?
What?
Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, did you believe that was real?
Yes. Why would I not?
Because I didn't know if it was like a PR stunt, but then he got that tattoo that said, my girlfriend's a lawyer.
Yeah, see, like, no, there was definitely a thing.
Do you know what? There's something about Pete Davidson, right? You know how he's a total, like, love bomber.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
Well, can I also say, do you not think, right, there's a lot of weird people, and I don't want to say weird because that's not very nice because I know everyone's unique in their own special way, but I'm just going to say weird, right? Odd people in Hollywood. So, for instance...
Everybody in Hollywood's weird.
No, but Kourtney Kardashian... No, but, like... So, Kourtney Kardashian and... Travis, right. Look at them together. Uh-huh. Strange. Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox. Look at Machine Gun Kelly. I mean, come on.
I need to go on Machine Gun.
I know it's not about aesthetics, but you'll know what I mean. It's, like, almost seeing, like, a really... Okay, here's it. A really well-presented female woman of... power or empowerment or whatever you want to, like, I don't know, like a power female. Is that what you call it? Would you say?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
A powerful female.
A powerful female.
A power lifter.
Going out with a guy that looks like maybe he's not, doesn't have a shower every morning.
I think
maybe
some,
he feels like
it.
Go in the tattoo parlour maybe once a week. Like, there's a look. Why? What is attractive? I need to know. I have to know.
Are you not
what
attracted
Isa says.
To that? Are you not attracted
are you?
To that look? Eh.
Like,
I can
like Machine
it.
Gun Kelly. No. So who's Megan Fox with? Machine Gun Kelly.
Kelly.
don't get me wrong, slim men, they're all right. He's very, very slim. But like, I don't know, it's not about that, but you know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm trying to say.
They're not a conventional match is what you're trying to say.
But maybe that's just the way it goes now. But I just feel it. But it's all. But now this is what this is now becoming a thing, because those types of guys are going with those types of girls, which is now making it obvious. If it was a one off,
I had a bit of a thing for God rest his soul, because he's no longer with us, Lil Peep. Now, if you're one of my good friends, you'll know this.
All right.
Goth boy clique, make a whole shake. I was all over that.
Another one that was sorry again, because I know that you've just brought up somebody who's no longer with us. Is it Mac Miller? Was that his name? Or
Mac Miller? Take that back! Put some respect. Yes! Mac Miller.
You that went with Ariana Grande?
Yes, I love Mac Miller.
No, but is he not another, like, was he not kind of like that?
People will actually hit the roof.
No, they won't.
People listen to this will hit the roof. Mac Miller is one of the most.
No, look, he's got a similar look. He's got.
I think, but Mac Miller, he is a lyrical genius.
No. I'm not doubting their talents. What I mean is, like, it's that type of match. It's that type of guy with a really pristine-looking like female doesn't have a hair or a nail out of place. If anything, actually, we could go in on the females. Like, I mean, it's just the way it is, but it's what they're attracted to.
I think Mac Miller's really attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
Roshi? Well, I mean, really not feel, I'm now feeling awkward. And then ASAP Rocky's quite, I know he's like a cool guy, but again, like, somebody with a bit of that. Maybe it's
although
the sass.
Did he not cheat on Rihanna?
Well, that's what I heard.
I think he did. Through the grapevine. I'm acting like that. I heard it down the shops.
And then the one with Kylie, what's his name?
I always forget who Kylie. I know, which is actually Kylie Jenner. And
Travis Scott.
Yes.
Is he not similar as well?
Travis Scott,
But do you know what it is? They all look like stoners. They look like they like a good wee smoke.
I hope I can't get done for defaming anyone. Defamation. I think ASAP Rocky's very attractive, although I'm upset that he cheated on Rihanna.
Mm. Also, another celebrity, since we're here and talking about celeb news, did you see that?
Do you think, before we move on, do you think Pete Davidson's attractive?
No. Not my type. I don't want to be. I don't want to go. No, as if he's not. He's just not.
He's not for you.
You can clearly tell that these kind of guys are not the kind of first guys I would go for.
So who would be your like if we were in Hollywood and we had our pick?
Well,
of the
here's
bunch.
One because I'm about to just mention this guy. Okay. So Taylor Lautner,
no,
is confirmed that his fiance Taylor Dome is going to take his last name when they get married because he just got engaged. So she's also going to be Taylor Lautner. That's a story in itself. But also he is quite handsome.
Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think he's conventionally good looking, yeah, but I wouldn't be attracted to him. I don't think he'd have any sort of anything about him.
I was watching something the other night and I thought he's attractive. Who was it?
Is it Channing Tatum?
No, but I always mention him. Are you joking?
I feel like I don't know.
Hold on. I used to like Wentworth Miller, Beastie, but I used to like him.
I like that you whispered gay. You're allowed to say
no,
that.
You know, yeah, but at that point, I was like, Wentworth, oh my god, he's so sexy. And then you would picture him with a female, but then obviously now he just does not bat.
Wentworth Miller, is he from Prison Break?
Yes. I'm trying to think of the guy that I was watching the other night, and I went, oh my god, he's quite nice. Wait, actually,
the thing is with Pete Davidson and like your Mac Millers and your whoever, they have a bit of something. They get a bit of. Je ne sais quoi, as the French say.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like Taylor Lautner may as well be like a two-dimensional character.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he wouldn't have anything to say. Taylor Lautner, if you listen to this and you'd like to object, then sorry. I'm being unfair, but I'm being judgmental.
Oh, Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender, let me Google.
Yeah, he's quite good looking.
Because I can't. Is me. See, I...
Michael.
Yeah, he's quite normal looking, I think.
But that's the kind that I'd probably end up going for, I think, like in the world of Hollywood. It wouldn't
Michael Fassbender.
Anyone with lots of tats.
He looks kind.
Yes.
I think the thing is with tattoos, I always think when people, obviously, Joe has muchos ink.
Mm-hmm.
Muchos ink on the boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if somebody had loads of tattoos and they weren't good, that would put me off. I wouldn't be attracted to
them. Oh, there's too many on these guys to even take in.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm not into the whole comic book vibe. I don't like it if somebody has like Pete Davidson, although I think it's really funny, like the whole my girlfriend's a lawyer thing. I'm like,
but that's what I mean. They're the type. It's a type of guy. I don't know if they're maybe attractive because they're so spontaneous. But I want to know: have they got good chat, like in behind closed doors?
Are they
sexy? Are they like charming? Like, do they have it all going on? Well, do they have everything going on that you'd want in a guy?
You know what Ariana Grande said about Pete Davidson?
What? Oh,
that it was
well,
a horse. Well, but. I don't know. Well, or she alluded to it. But I mean, maybe he's not. And she just set him up for a life of disappointment.
Yeah.
I never know. We need to ask her. Get her on the podcast. Do a tell all.
This is going totally off topic, right? But talking about who we're getting on the podcast, we didn't mention who I met in Palma Airport who said that she would come on, who I've not messaged yet.
Oh, you should message her.
Scarlett Moffat. Yeah, guys, I met her in Palma Airport.
Or as Leslie calls her. Charlotte Moffat.
No, she didn't.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
I was like, I think I knew Scarlett.
That is hilarious. And yeah, she was the one that wanted a selfie. But also, I've got to put it out there because I loved Scarlett for this. My friend asked for a picture and my friend Leslie was scrambling to get a Snapchat filter on it. And Scarlett like tore her a new one and said, "Don't you dare." And it was actually, it was
get
quite a moment. And she went, "We do not need filters."
Nice.
Oh yeah, I know.
A bit of female empowerment. Well, I wanted to go to the Love Island Villa because do you ever listen to the podcast? Do you ever listen to the podcast? My therapist ghosted me.
No, but everyone talks to me about it.
It's the best podcast, right? I started listening to this maybe like 2 months ago. I've listened to 3 years worth of episodes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, right? It's best podcast ever. I'll take the second. Anyway, Joanne McNally, one of the hosts on that, who I fucking love, was doing After Sun with Scarlett Moffat in Mallorca.
Yeah, that's what
she was.
So
I was on my way. I was like, let's try and find the villa. But it's a fucking hike. It was in the wrong direction. So I went to my hotel and I jumped in the pool instead.
Nice. You wouldn't have got there by foot anyway.
Oh, we didn't. I forgot to even tell the story. I applied to go to After Sun. No, I got
Roisin, so did we.
Yeah, guys, so we forgot to mention this part.
This is mortifying because that happened to me.
Not only have we been snubbed from the Young Scot Awards.
No, I was there. Oh, yeah, but they didn't. I wasn't,
yeah,
I was not invited firsthand.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We also got snubbed from the Love Island final. It's so embarrassing.
No, but do you know why it's embarrassing? It's not like you wouldn't normally be embarrassed. You would think, oh, you missed out on tickets because there wasn't enough. No, yeah, what they do is, and I'm going to out them, they ask you for a profile picture because they basically want to check if you're a munter or not. That is it.
So anyway, we applied to go and they were like, send us a picture. It's probably some fucking guy in his basement. And what do you do when somebody, a stranger, asks you for a picture on WhatsApp? You fucking send your best one.
We did this as well. We did this.
Send the picture and they went, actually, girls, it's fine.
No, we got, we'll be in touch.
Well, we got, we'll be in touch. And then we got, you can't come, but you can come on the reserve list. But I didn't realise that the final was in the villa.
Do you know what else really got me, right?
I was face-tuning the fuck out of my picture.
Like,
get me in there.
No. Do you know what else? Well, like, I'm not even going to be embarrassed to say this. I tried to use the radio thing for clout for that because I thought I could go over for research purposes.
A bit of glamour in the audience.
Yeah, No. Me bring glamour. No. I was more thinking, like, I can go get content and take it back to the show.
Nice.
But in actual fact, never. No, I've always got work in the mind. But do you know what George said to me? Even better, because we can just out them, because that is literally what they were doing, and that is not acceptable in 2022.
It would be acceptable if they let me in.
I know, but I get like it. Just like, I get it. There might be. Do you know what?
If I was hot enough to get in, I would say that was acceptable.
No, people will be listening and probably agree and go, yeah, but it's Love Island and it's based on aesthetic and the way you look, kinda. Because I mean, at the end of the day, you don't really see a lot of diversity, I would say, in the villa. I'm just going to put it out there because you don't. I think that's a fair point. So I think that, you know, like for them to even not sort of just say to the audience, it's an open one, you know, like you're picked out a hat, but to then ask people for profile pictures and then tell them that they're not successful. What is that doing to a younger girl's confidence? Right, so I'm okay. I'm quite secure. Right, I know I'm like 3 out of 10 when I've got my makeup done.
I'm absolutely about five. Fucked.
Right, so
I'm absolutely fucked at the best of times, let alone get rejected from Love Island.
No, but so anyway, I'm more worried about the younger generation and the future of theirs if this is the kind of standards that Love Island are setting.
I'm a cheeky cow though, because honestly, see, if I got in, I would be like, well, it's the doggy dog world, there's not seats for everybody. Because I didn't get in, I'm like, shut it down! Avenge me! But I really
want That's not good, because you should be going and using that opportunity to give them what's for. Tell them. It's not acceptable. In fact, if you'd get in and I didn't, I'd be bloody fuming. I'd be like, that Roisin, you take this. Here's a letter from me. Take it in and tell them I don't freaking care. I do care. Tell them I don't care!
I'd be in the village up and on the beds drinking all the way. So, do you know what, right?
I didn't even miss it. Do you know what? Actually, were we not out that night anyway? We didn't watch it because we were out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
See, we had our own fun.
Who had actually the last laugh? Roisin's pants from the sea?
Exactly.
I was driving up the road, scooshed, and I'm all joking. I don't condone that. I get a lift. I was in my bed for a bit. Midnight.
I tell you what, though, they'll have been glad that they rejected me, because see, if you got me into that Love Island villa, oh, you'd have a job getting me out. I would have came with my fucking 32 kilogram suitcase. I'd have been.
Oh
there for
my
week.
God!
I'd have been in the pool. I'd have been on the beanbags.
The pants have been off in the pool.
The pants
would even make it. Pants
be round my head. I'd be sitting with Joanna McNally and Scarlett Moffat doing backflips. No, do you know what? I would have bloody loved it though. See, to get me in that Love Island villa, I'd be carrying Laura Whitmore around my shoulders. I'd be like that. Woo! They'd have never had a final like it. But alas,
it was not to be.
It was not to be. Mm-mm. But next year, when I've got my facial reconstruction, I'll be in. I'll be
and
in
you've
the
taken
back.
That. Horrific stud at your nose. I'm only joking.
Once I ditch the nose, well, I didn't actually have the nose ring in the picture. Once I ditch the nose ring and get my facial reconstruction,
I actually picked a really nice pig.
And lipo, like I look like a thunderbird in the background. You'll see me in about this.
It was more the emoji that they used when they said we'll be in touch. It was that really smug smiley one with the red cheeks.
What picture did you use? Do you know what? Something terrible.
You can go on my Instagram and I'll tell you what one it was, because you can actually see. Wait a minute, hold on. It was the one of the two friends that I was with, because I thought, well, let's kill three birds with one stone here.
Let's get.
I sent a picture of all three of us, so it's the one where friend Laura's at the front, Leslie's at the back, and I'm in the middle, and we're at the is it Fallon Minor? What is it? You know it, the one near Stirling. Fallon Minors.
Fallon Minors. Well, I actually think we really covered all bases and sent two pictures of us. As if one wasn't enough.
Oh God, Roisin, like, that's your dignity completely.
You're ugly enough in the first picture.
Oh, Christ.
I'm like, here's a second. And honestly, when they rejected us, I was like, say more.
Here's a picture of my tits as well.
I'm like, I can do better. Just give me 10 minutes. I'll send you another one.
Anyway, on and that I'm, note, we hate you, Love Island,
I don't.
And After Sun.
Get me in next year. Honestly.
You'll never ever see the fucking back end of me again. I am not going to be applying again. The only reason I did was because I was in town. I was going to be in town, and my mum and dad live about 20 minutes from the villa, genuinely, and I thought, I'm just going to pop up there, my pals, and have a great time. And then Leslie made a great point. They'd be doing cutaways. They'd be have you in at 6 o'clock, wouldn't let you leave till midnight, because
we
just take it again, Laura? You didn't say that, right? I thought, do you know what? You don't even work in the industry, Leslie. You work in a bloody nursery, and you know that shit. That is what would happen.
Well, that's what I was doing a bit of mopping up with my friends, and I was saying it wouldn't even be fun. We couldn't even heckle and laugh.
Good. Do you know what you should do? Always remind yourself that.
But if they want me to come next year, I will be there with bells on. And if you want to see a picture of my feet or anything like that, I'm happy to provide. If it gets me into that Love Island villa.
I don't think they're going to ask for that.
Well, if they do, that's fine.
This has been great, and I hope this is a comeback that you were expecting and you've not been completely disappointed. Like, I've just wasted the last up to an hour of my life listening to those two carp on about their holiday celebrity couples and hating Love Island, or hating Love Island.
Excuse me, says you only.
Well,
I'll be there next year.
I'll be standing by my point, and you won't see me there, as I said. So you're lost, right? Okay. Anyway,
see you soon. It's been research. It's been important conversation.
Yes.
This is.
I want to say see you soon, because I'm now scared of when we're back, but we will be back really soon. Like, I don't want to leave you hanging. 2 weeks, Roisin?
2 weeks.
Okay,
we'll be back. We've said it.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, let us know at Nags and Brags podcast on Instagram. You can also follow us on our own pages as well, at Pals Before Gals for Roisin, at CastCastG for myself. Let us know what you think. Spread the word, tell your friends, and hopefully we'll see you on the next episode.